Good afternoon, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a real wonderful day. And I wanted to come on, and I just really wanted to share about, you know, really manifesting, you know, the confession that we speak. And it is so important that our speech is godly, that our speech and what we say, you know, the things that we say is what's in our heart, right? So what is in your heart? And there's so many things that can happen, or there's so many things that happen within the world. And it's up to us to really switch your thinking. What am I thinking at? You know, how am I responding? How am I reacting to the information that I receive? Am I responding in faith, or am I responding in fear? And, you know, we are children of God, and God has his hands and protection over our lives. There is no doubt about that. So when we see, you know, and we hear of rumors of things going on, where does your mind go? Is it going in a place of faith, of, I know I'm going to be okay, I know my children are going to be okay, you know, I know that no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. I know that whatever happens within this world, that I have God's protection over my life. Or are you being fearful, doubting, and doing things out of fear? You know, really, you know, you can prepare in faith, or you can prepare in fear. So it's really a mindset that we can each learn to strive for, you know, a mindset of faith. Like, where is my thinking? Really doing a checkup from the neck up. Am I really speaking and declaring the words that I should be declaring? Or am I agreeing with the carnal and agreeing with, you know, the old nature that I've been so used to living? Because we do live in a world with so much information, so much negativity. And if we sit and procrastinate on that information, and we sit and look at the negatives of the world, and we let that get inside of us, then we can become negative. But if we choose, you know, we choose to cast every care, we choose to cast every thought to God. Okay, I hear that, and we don't let it within our hearts, or we hear it and then we just thank you, God, that, you know, this information is, you're taking care of it. And this is how we need to be. We, you know, like a child really knows that his mum or dad is going to, you know, going to feed it correctly, feed the child correctly. That we can have that faith, having that knowing, you know, have that knowing that God is really, he's really on our side, that he has the perfect plan for your future, that you do not need to be sat worrying, doubting, you know. And even if the worst thing happened within the world, you know, that we have God on our side, that he isn't going to let no harm come to you. So you can take that today and say, I know I'm not going to be harmed. I know within every, you know, every bit within my life, my finances, my health, my, you know, my mind, you know, my relationships, I know that God is in control. And yes, there could be bumpy roads, there could be uncertainty, but as long as you have that real peace and that real knowing within your heart that God is really got your back, and he is never going to leave or forsake you, and he is really going to have that direction for you, then you can be at peace. You know, the world really likes drama. The carnal mind loves negative information, loves to hear from, you know, hear gossip. But we're extraordinary people, and we can come from God's speech. We can say, no, I'm not taking this information in. Is that information lifting you up, or is it bringing you down? And ask yourself, is this is this lifting me up, or am I really getting involved, or speaking and declaring the words of my mouth are the words that what are negative. We do not want that speech within to come out of our mouths. You know, we want our hearts to really be pure. We want our hearts to really be thankful, have joy, have gratitude, you know, really be grateful for every day, be grateful for what you have, and be grateful that today is another day, that you have woken up, and why have you woken up? For a reason, you know, and you can thank God, and once you start to be thankful, then God is really able to give you so much more. He is able to really work with you. He is a, once you're at peace and you're listening to the words, the words that are going to have effect, you know, the words that are going to have good effect, you know, that's going to really, you know, when you have a feeling, you know, you can have a vision and you start to really start to have that feeling within you, you know, that you, I don't know, it could be of, it could be with someone, it could be of a career, of a job, it could be, and you really start to visualize, and then you start to really feel those feelings. Really in, have that within life, with everything that you're doing, knowing that you can have joy, and you can really grab hold of, you can really grab hold of the joyful moments. You can really have a change of thinking. You know, nothing changes if nothing changes, and it's up to you to be the change that you want to see. So if things around you aren't so great, then you are the change. You can be the one that's going to be the change within, you know, within the house, within your family, you know, you can be that change. You could be the world changer. But it's just that one choice and one decision to come back to God and say, and come back from your negative mindset, or come back from, you know, this speech that you have been speaking, and you come back and you say, okay, I got a little bit carnal there, or, you know, I started to be around the wrong environment. It just takes one turn to turn back and say, God, I surrender and I'm for you, you know, I'm for you and for your path, you know, and there's nothing more satisfying than knowing that God is directing you, that you have that peace within, that you can wake up joyful, that you can wake up knowing that, you know, Satan has not got, he has got no authority over your life, only what you let him. So what are you letting him? Are you letting him, you know, wreck and ruin your mind? Are you letting him take bits away from the joy from you? Are you letting the little things in the world that don't really matter, you know, the little annoyance that you may feel from someone, you letting that take away the joy that you could be living? Because you can really live in true joy. You can live really speaking and saying, you know, our minister had a word from God, and it's a really great testimony, and the word from God was, say what you want and not what you see. You've been saying what you see, you know, say what you want. And this is the same as, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As if you what are you seeing? Are you seeing faith? Are you seeing, and are you speaking faith? Are you seeing fear? And you're then speaking fear. If you say what you want and not what you see, you know, you could see in front of you the reality of this world and a situation, then you start confessing that. If you change your confession and change the way you speak, change the way you declare, then you can change the course of your, You could change the course of your life. You could change the course and the manifest the reality that you want. What do you want? Another thing, really ask yourself what you want. You know, we are on this earth such a short time. And if God has chosen you and called you, then fully go in. Fully go and minister. Fully go and heal people. Fully go and, you know, minister to the needs of others, the people that are sat in darkness. When you could be the light, you could show them that there is light in the end, at the end of the tunnel, that there is light within their lives that they could become. You know, that God really wants them to know and understand Him. To understand He's not a mad God. He's not an angry God. He's a God of love. He's a God who really wants you to be just have a knowing and knowing who you are. So you can walk in confidence. And when you walk in confidence and you start to really know who you are and actually recognize, you know, the daggers that could come. Because there can be people who do not understand. There could be people who try to speak negative, say negative. There could be people who try to bring you down. But it's your choice how you're going to respond and react. Are you going to react in a manner and do that? You should just let it go. Let it go. And then move forward and thank God. Thank God that situation is over. And then you'll see. You'll see, and you are always the head and not the tail. You know, you are above and not beneath. And God has the perfect plan for you. So keep these promises within your mind, within your heart. So this is what I wanted to share. And God bless you.